I think it's important for us to understand that as we look at these groups, whether we call them Salafist jihadists or religious extremists or violent extremists, it's important to both recognize the differences among them, because they are different. Some of them are opportunistic. Some of them seek to establish a sense of political Islam and theocracies under Sharia law. And some of them are apocalyptic, actually, meaning they have such a world view that it becomes of a magnitude that makes them, I think, especially dangerous. And ISIS, and as you know, I think, the last S, it's the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, and the ancient kingdom of al-Sham stretched from Lebanon to the current state of Israel to Syria to Jordan to Iraq and to Kuwait. So this is a group that has aspirations and seeks a sense of religious legitimacy. And that sense of religious legitimacy is as the heir to the caliphate. They actually, at least the senior leaders of ISIS, believe themselves to be the heir to the caliphate. They can only sustain that religious legitimacy if they continue to succeed. So this is not a group that can go halfway. It has to keep moving toward its ultimate end of days apocalyptic narrative, or it will lose support because it loses religious legitimacy. They're extraordinarily exclusive. You are not part of them unless you believe exactly what they believe. They use brutality in a way that's quite remarkable, even in the realm of terrorist organizations. And they get away with it because they're succeeding. They have to be, at the very least, initially contained and then disrupted and then ultimately defeated. And what makes it very hard is that that ultimate defeat has to come from within the Sunni population.
It can't come from us?
Well, it can be enabled and assisted by us, but at the point when we will be able to consider them defeated, it'll be because the moderate Sunnis of the world and the region reject them.